Shalom, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא העבודה.
Hello, we're in a lesson on the topic of the work in faith above reason. We're going to be reading selected excerpts. We'll continue with excerpt number 47. You can watch our lessons on Svivat Tova, or you can send pertinent questions to the lesson. Will be aired during the lesson. Lesson on the topic of faith above reason.
Yesterday, I spoke to someone, and he asked me, and I found that the person doesn't understand that only faith above reason is the spiritual action, meaning our independent action. And all the rest of the actions that we do, if it's not above reason, then we're working on behalf of our ego, meaning our ego navigates us and directs us to all sorts of directions, and so there's no reward or punishment here. There's no action on behalf of the person. It's like the Creator says, I created an evil inclination, and that evil inclination runs the whole humanity, all of the still vegetative animate levels, everything. And only if we rise above that to working in faith, faith above reason, as it's called, meaning bestowal above the force of reception, only then we do something by ourselves. Only then there's an action that we can say has reward and punishment, etc., according to the effort and so on. But all actions that are below faith, that are within reason, the egoistic reason, there's no reward or punishment about that, because we just exist within reason, more or less, doesn't matter how. But as it says, it's all called wisdom in the nation's belief, meaning we do all these actions not with a spiritual force, but with a corporeal force that we got from birth. And so no action is considered our own. That was kind of a discovery for me, to discover that a person thought that in the work he's doing now, there is something of that is his own. There is, but only as he aspires to go above reason. But really, the true work is only in faith above reason, in the force of bestowal. All right, so let's start from 47, right?
Yes, so excerpt number 47, assorted notes, article 27, three lines, one. One should mainly walk on the right line, meaning to do good deeds and feel himself as complete, one who serves the king. One must believe that everything he does brings contentment to him. At the same time, he should dedicate time to walking on the left line, meaning to criticize. But the left should surrender before the right. That is, he walks on the left not because he wants the quality of the left, but in order to improve the right. Meaning, to show that despite all his criticism and knowledge, he is going above reason. Meaning, in the right, which is called faith. This is called the middle line, which decides between the two lines and leans towards the right. This is also called the achoraim, the posterior. Through this unification, one is later rewarded with receiving the quality of panim of the degree. We'll read it again. Excerpt number 47 from Rabash. 3, lines 1. One should mainly walk on the right line, meaning do good deeds and feel himself as complete and serving the king. One must believe that everything he does brings contentment to him. At the same time, he should dedicate time to walking on the left line, meaning to criticize. But the left should surrender before the right. That is, he walks on the left, not because he wants that quality of the left, but in order to improve the right. Meaning to show that despite all his criticism and knowledge, he is going above reason. Meaning in the right, which is called faith. This is called the middle line, which decides between the two lines and leans towards the right. This is also called Achoraim, posterior. Through this unification, one is later rewarded with receiving the quality of Panim of the degree.
What does he want to tell us here? That we have an opportunity to go to follow our ego, and we have an opportunity to go above our ego, even though my ego tells me so and so, and directs me in my mind and heart to do this or that action, to relate in relation to our progress in the work. We're only talking about attaining the spiritual goal here. And even though my mind and my feeling tells me this should be done, I need to go above that. What does that mean? That the force of bestowal becomes the primary force, and the force of reception is used only on the condition that it supports developing a greater force of bestowal. But also criticism. I activate it only on the condition that after I criticize, I can go above the criticism, despite the criticism. As it says, they have eyes and see not, they have ears and hear not. Meaning that what I receive in my mind and heart, I don't take that into account. Completely not. I only take into account what I can do to raise myself above them. Meaning I'm happy that I have my mind and heart and I become more clever, and because I was above reason to some extent before, and now I have added reason. And now above this present reason, I need to go above that in bestowal. Despite reason, to prefer bestowal and subjugation and gain a higher faith above reason. So one who goes above reason also has a greater reason. He becomes wiser, and he also understands this world better. But it's to the extent that he goes above and rises above reason. PT 19.
Good morning, Rav. The question is, what is this unification he's talking about?
Where is it?
He writes, and through this unification, later we are rewarded with receiving the panim of the degree.
Ah, Yeah, okay. This is, you know, until this point, meaning when both the right and left and posterior and the face are unified towards the higher force, then you merit the panim, the face of the degree, the revelation of the Creator in the degree. More, PT24.
We read that moving to the left line and with criticism in order to refine the right line. Can you describe what it means to improve the right line? How could there be criticism in order to improve or refine the right line?
That's exactly what happens to us in the spiritual work, that I activate my ego, my criticism, and I want to see all those things, not in faith above reason, but within reason. This is called criticism. But why do I do that? In order to rise with faith above reason even higher. Meaning, I take to my hands both left and right, both above reason called right and the reason called left, and I go with both. One time I raise the reason, the other time I raise above reason. And then again, I raise the reason, and then again I increase above reason. And that's how I walk on two legs, left, right, left, right. BBUK.
Доброе утро. Надеюсь, вас правильно понял. И сюда и мой вопрос. Почему Творец дает...
Good morning. My question is as such. Why does the Creator give one person such a desire that it's easy for him to deal with it? It's easy for him, the lessons, the relationships with the friends, but it's difficult for himself to take responsibility.
We have to say this, and I went through it myself with a sense of envy and anger, fury towards the Creator. Why is He doing this to me? It was very difficult for me to accept all these states and what to do about it and so on. But we have to realize that everyone receives what he deserves based on the root of his soul. No one is equal to the other. Everyone is different. And if you have a greater will to receive, one who's greater than his friend, his inclination is greater than himself, then you have to do more work. And then you have a greater degree and a greater role to do, and so on. So each and every one must not look at the other. Don't look at the other. Accept that above reason as well. Everyone around me is more successful, more knowledgeable, understand everything, and already exist in faith above reason, and I'm not. And I feel pain because it's spirituality. If I don't attain it, then what's my whole work for? What do? And yet, with it, I should say, I don't understand, I don't know, I take this above reason. If the Creator wants me to be in this state, and each and every moment He gives me a certain state, I accept it with joy, with love, and in these states, I go above the states. I go in the inclination to bestow, even though it's difficult for me. I don't want this. Meaning, don't look at the others. Or look at them only in order to rise above your observation with envy. Because envy is the worst thing. It's not that we don't need to use it. We need to use it. But to the extent that I can rise above it, to that extent, I awaken it. And envy is the greatest thing and the worst thing. It comes from the greatest ego. That's why we have to use it in order to pull ourselves, to attract ourselves, to push ourselves towards the goal. Asia.
Good morning. Like Rav says now, I always had a matter of against envy. Envy is actually the lowest side of the ego. Why do we need to use on one hand the lowest part of the ego, and the other hand on the highest side of it, which is closest to the right line?
The more we use the ego, and the worst part of the ego, the higher we can rise. And envy is indeed very lowly and harsh, but when I use it, I can rise above it to great degrees, high degrees.
So from what side do we do good deeds? I understand that's also left line.
That's called a good deed, when I take the envy and instead of using it negatively, I use it positively. I rise above it and I reach love to the friends instead of being envy at them. And instead of envy, I want to have love.
Is the central point not beyond the two sides, not beyond this duality?
So if I move from one thing to another, from envy to love, and in love I include the envy, then I already have the middle line. Georgia.
Hey, Rav. When we were connected physically to one another, we had necessities.
I can't hear anything through your microphone. Speak closer to the microphone and repeat.
When we were connected physically to one another, and we worked that way, there was a sensation of necessity for work above reason. Now that we're separated and are sitting in our homes, there's no such necessity how to work now.
There's no difference whether we sit at home or we sit at our center in terms of working in faith above reason. It's completely unrelated to the physical distance between us. On the contrary, when we sit at our homes now, we might have more inclination to sit together than when we're actually sitting together. And so spiritual work doesn't depend on any physical conditions in this world. No physical conditions. You can say, but if I sit next to the friend, I hate the friend more, I need to overcome the hatred. Don't worry. You'll sit at home, and he will sit at his home, and when you'll need to work against the hatred will come and show itself, and you'll be able to work on it. I now wanted to ask you, do you prefer, let's say there's a possibility, to go back to the centers, everyone going back to their centers, would you prefer to go to the back to the centers or stay at home and connect this way? I'll tell you what the problem is. When we were in the centers, each and every group only, you know, had half the attendance of people who came and participated in the lesson. it's pretty much half, and as opposed to what we have now. If we had, let's say, 5 people come to the physical center, now 10 people come virtually. So I want to ask, should we go back to the physical centers or not? What do you think? Think about it. Start thinking, and later we will somehow hear the conclusions. PT5.
What is a successful 10? What's the definition, and can you measure it objectively?
I think so. It's difficult for now. We don't have clear spiritual measurements in our hands. But at least to the extent that we can rise above the natural resistance between us and disagreement and connect in heart and soul as much as we can, on a corporeal level, as much as we can.
What's on a corporeal level?
Meaning where we are. Wherever we are, we're not yet above reason.
Is it something that the whole 10 decides that they're in this, or every friend does this examination on his own?
The goal of the 10 is that we all rise in faith above reason, meaning in bestowal above reception as much as possible, and dwell in that. That's the goal. And that's the goal right in front of us, not somewhere later on. We want to attain this now.
So are we measuring whether we have the conditions to do this, or are we measuring that we are doing this?
I didn't understand.
Can we measure that we're actually doing this and working above reason, or just I can look at whether I have the conditions to work above reason? Is that the maximum I can check?
If I rise above the resistance to the friends, the rejection, above my calculations towards them, and I want to be above all the deficiencies and problems and resistances, above that, above all that, I want to be bonded with them, so that after all, behind all I see is that if I want to rise above all of that and integrate with them, this means that I'm going towards faith above reason. For now. Later on, we're going to feel that we're actually elevating spiritually, that I see my reason and how above reason I already have some opportunity to see and judge.
I'm simply trying to understand if it's something that every friend does on his own, for himself, or...
Yes. Yes. Every friend does it individually. By himself, towards the 10, with respect to the 10. And then all the relationships between them, later they connect. And it becomes a great collective force called a force of bestowal that later becomes returning light. Ochozel.
So is there such a thing that we're engaged in right now called this agreement of the 10, or some consensus of the 10 that we are in a good place, good conditions, or is it really just a personal examination that each does all the time?
It's the personal tests that everyone does all the time, and then all those individual tests later connect until we have a common agreement. Ashkelon.
Hello, Rav. Why is it written that he leans to the right line in the end there? After all, it's going exactly on the right line, and from time to time we put the left in order to explain it.
I am driving on the road. And when I'm on the road, I'm as close to the sidelines as possible, not in the middle of the road. So, what does it mean to always be inclined to the right line? I always have to take the left line into account. But while I take it into account, I am inclined to the right. That's what it means. But I'm taking the left into account. I don't close my eyes on it. Otherwise, it won't be faith above reason. Moscow.
Moscow 1.
Have you started the lesson saying that you were surprised that you spoke to some person that until the degree of faith above reason, there's no actions in a person? There's always such a block that if you are in a reality that is automatic and you have no action, no deed on my behalf, I don't exist. So what is that point from which the computer that operates almost automatically can move in the right direction? Where can you take that from? What is that place? Or is it simply a gift from above? Happen or not?
We need to differentiate between what we talk about in the spiritual world and in the corporeal world. There are actions in the corporeal world too, but they're not spiritual. They're not independent. We rather exist in our egos that the Creator created, and in it, we are willing to do more or less. This is worthwhile. This isn't worthwhile. And so, for these works, for these actions, we don't really have reward and punishment, because I'm just using whatever ego he created in me, and I'm in it. However, if I take this work that I have on the corporeal level, and I try to rise above it to the spiritual level, there, I'm already in a state where I have acquired the degree. It is mine. I'm working against the ego the Creator created. And for that, I'm either punished or rewarded. And that is in my hands as a fact, right there. In this world, however, I have some benefit in my ego, more or less. But before we acquire the degree of faith above reason, we exist some years, sometimes, within the degree of reason. And then we kind of want to rise above, but we don't know, we don't feel. What is the power of faith? And this whole work depends on the 10. Because when we're in the 10, we draw the light that reforms upon us. And it brings us the power of faith. And then we very quickly rise from reason to faith above reason, from the ego to the force of bestowal.
Moldova.
I thought about this question that you asked now, and as I see and hear from friends, the possibilities for connection in such a way only grew, and even we can see a greater quantity of students in the campus. So I have a thought, maybe we'll do a convention in such a way. It can be a very global convention.
I do not resist to do a virtual congress. We have to think about it. We have to see how to prepare it. I don't know how to do it. Who do they write to? Neve.
There's the address of boardworldcli@gmail.com. If you could put it on the screen, then we'll be able to see it as well. You can send there your answers to the question that you asked, what you prefer.
Yes, what do we prefer? To study the way we are studying now, like Volodya from Moldova was just talking about as well, that many more friends are participating as opposed to what we had before. Either it's because the coronavirus, or it's because a person wakes up at home, quickly approaches the computer, and he has no problem going somewhere and going into a physical center, you know, winter, summer, I don't know what, the time and all that. So maybe that's more worthwhile. And maybe not. Maybe there is still something about a special physical place that we can all come to. Or we'll have to rent a place to have some meeting once a few months to do a like a physical gathering of friends. I don't know, but write what you think with regards to virtual study versus corporeal physical study, and also with regards to a congress, how to do a congress. I don't know. I don't understand so much with regards to that. So, but let's do it. It's very worthwhile. Very good.
We will just say, Rav, that if maybe Info will want to do it in a different way, like in a survey or something, let's wait to the end of the lesson. They can tell us exactly how to do it.
Yes, of course, of course. I'm just, stirring up this issue a little bit. Okay, so thanks everyone who will take part in that focus group.
A question from the internet of a student from Nahariya. He asks whether the work in Faith Above Reason is a condition or a result.
The ability to work above reason is a result of many efforts that a person has done and invested in the group, in society, in all kinds of efforts in the study and so on. And after several years, he comes to a point where he feels he understands what is faith above reason and how much he builds it above reason. That despite reason, he raises himself to the degree of faith, meaning he's in bestowal opposite his ego, against his ego. He wants to make an action that goes against his ego. Holland number one.
Hello,
sorry, Ralph. Ghost had a question, but he just dropped out.
Visitor. As Kiev one.
All right, Kiev one.
Yes, hello, dear Rav. As far as work above reason, the right line you said needs to be found simultaneously, both in the right line and not destroy the left line. How is that possible to do such a thing? I feel myself either incorporated in the friends in the 10 above all the contradictions and clashes, and then I feel the friends and don't feel the clashes, or then I feel the clashes. How can you be in this and in that together?
In order to be in faith above reason, you have to be in faith above reason, meaning you have reason and you exist in faith above it. You have to have two levels. You need to feel both this and that. Try, exercise it more and more, and you'll start feeling it. Children either love or hate. You know, they either cry or laugh. A person who grows more than a child, then for him, laughter can also include tears, and joy, and can also include sadness, meaning the states become more integrated. And so faith above reason are two states that are interconnected, but I prefer to be in bestowal above my force of reception. But without force of reception, I can't be in bestowal.
Say, please, that we're talking about a manner of an impulse, that I'm either in this or in that, or are we talking about a trend?
I can't answer you, Vlad. You'll feel it, you're going to feel it, and then this is why it says, taste and see that the Lord is good. It can't be explained. We talk about it, we talk around it, we advance towards it, but how it really is, I can't tell you. Okay, let's see. We have Florida. Florida. Florida, please.
Lo shomim.
We don't hear.
We can't hear you, Aaron. Unmute.
Tov. Bulgaria. Bulgaria.
Raf. Какая связь величина усилия с постижением веры? Кажется, что...
What's the connection between the measure of effort and the attainment of faith? It seems like virtually we're investing less efforts than before.
This is incorrect. We're going to have to make efforts according to attainment of faith. Don't worry about that. In spirituality, you're going to have to make all the required efforts to attain the spiritual force. Yeah. Italy 4. Ita 4.
Cosa sono le punizioni e le ricompense riguardo allo stato della fede al di sopra della ragione?
What are the punishments and the gifts for the state of faith above reason? I'm repeating. What are the gifts and punishments for states that are faith above reason? We'll see.
We're
going to
see.
These are things we need to feel. We need to feel them. So then we'll be able to talk about them. We're going to move to the next excerpt.
Excerpt 48. This is from Rabash, On My Bed at Night. It is called, His Father Gives the White. As we said, that wholeness is called whiteness, where there's no dirt. In this way, he receives elation from being adhered to the whole, meaning to the Creator. And we must believe that what he gives is wholeness. Wholeness makes a man whole, making him feel whole too. Naturally, he derives nourishment from this, so he can live and persist and then have strength to do the holy work. However, one should also correct oneself, or he will remain in the dark and will not see the true light that shines on the kelim that are suitable for it, called vessels of bestowal. The correction of the kelim is called nukva, deficiency. When he works on correcting his deficiencies, this is regarded as his mother gives the red. That is, at that time he sees the red light, which are the barriers on his way, which prevent him from reaching the goal. Then comes the time of prayer. Since the man sees the measures of the work that he has in matters of mind and heart, and how he has not progressed in the work of bestowal, he also sees how his body is weak, and that he does not have great powers to be able to overcome his nature. For this reason, he sees that if the Creator does not help him, he is lost. As it is written, if the Lord does not build the house, they who build it labor in it in vain. From those two, meaning from wholeness and deficiency, which are the father and mother, it turns out that the Creator is the one who helps him, giving him a soul, which is the spirit of life. And then the newborn is born. Again, this is from Rabash, item 48. It is called, his father gives the white, as we said that wholeness is called whiteness, where there is no dirt. In this way, he receives elation from being adhered to the whole, meaning to the Creator. And we must believe that what he gives is wholeness. Wholeness makes a man whole, making him feel whole too. Naturally, he derives nourishment from this, so he can live and persist and then have strength to do the holy work. However, one should also correct oneself, for he will remain in the dark and will not see the true light that shines on the kelim that are suitable for it, called vessels of bestowal. The correction of the vessels is called nukva, deficiency, when he works on correcting his deficiencies. This is regarded as his mother gives the red. That is, at that time he sees the red light, which are the barriers on his way, which prevent him from reaching the goal. Then comes the time of prayer, since the man sees the measures of the work that he has in matters of mind and heart, and how he has not progressed in the work of bestowal. He also sees this, how his body is weak, that he does not have great powers to be able to overcome his nature. For this reason, he sees that if the Creator does not help him, he is lost. As it's written, if the Lord does not build the house, they who build in it labor in it in vain. From those two, meaning the wholeness and deficiency, which are the father and mother, it turns out that the Creator is the one who helps him, giving him a soul, which is the spirit of life. And then the newborn is born.
I don't know what to add here. He explains this so beautiful. Meaning there are two forces, one force that brings us the feeling of perfection, the other force brings us seemingly the deficiency. And we need to define between those two our line.
Good morning, Rav. When a person feels that he is powerless, that he depends on his ego, and he has no ability to work above reason, should he simply pray, ask the Creator to give him this kli, or just agree with this state that he has received? And in this agreement is the vessel of above reason.
When a person has no forces, he doesn't know exactly what to do. That's the time that he needs to fall into the kli, into the group, the ten, and to ask the Creator to give him simply the forces to fall, no matter what. And then in such a way, he will advance. There are no forces, that's also given from above, every single state, all the way to the last precision of things. It's all given from above, and probably from this state, what's demanded of a person is for him to act. There's no moment that emerges out of the control of the Creator. And then it works out in such a way that he has no forces, no intellect, no nothing. And this is the time to throw himself into the ten and to be there truly intermingled amongst the friends in a manner that he himself seemingly does not exist. He is willing to help them in anything, to be immersed in the society.
If I can ask more about the opposite state, when you feel that your ego is very active, and I noticed that there are two states here. Either you are powerless, or your ego resists very firmly, wants to take you aside, doesn't let you make actions, resists, criticizes. In these states, what do I need to do when I feel that this force works against me? Where is the work above reason there?
When I feel that the ego is controlling me, I start to operate in such a way that I immerse myself, invest myself in the group. I simply disappear there. And then from adhering to the group, I start to work. I don't have a state in which I am in a connection with the Creator, unless, as much as possible, I depict myself as being in the center of the ten. That's where the Creator is. Moscow 7.
Further clarify this topic, the question is, what is the fundamental difference between a group of criminals who go to a very complicated task and they rely on each other, as opposed to having confidence in the Creator? What's the difference between their confidence in the Creator and our work?
That's the difference between a group of criminals and our group in the goal. We want to bring contentment to the Creator, which includes also this work of bringing contentment to the created beings, from the love of the created beings to reach the love of the Creator, whereas the criminals who are going, although amongst them there's connection, and you could say even love, devotion, but it's not for the benefit of the created beings, nor to the benefit of the Creator. Therefore, externally, you can see that they're adhered to one another, and there's really a good connection between them, but the purpose of the connection is completely prohibited. Well, if we don't have any more, then we're going to return, according to our work, to the article, the first article of Rabash, from page 19. Yes?
So we will move to the next part of the lesson, and before that we'll sing a song.
Of course.
I don't believe in myself, but I believe in you. I'm falling into myself, but I want to draw to you. Cause when we can stand together above our frozen hearts, I
future the light will come and make things right. We are the parts of the one man body. We are the soldiers of the light. We're gonna break these walls together and let the love free our minds. We're gonna burn like fire, fire in the one desire. Love is stronger than the dark side of life. Nothing else besides light, light and love, love and light, light. In the end, there's nothing else besides light, light and love, love and light, light. In the end, there's nothing else besides light. No matter what will come in our winding path, always watch your back. So let's just stand together. I'll hold you in my arms, and suddenly the light will come and heal the harm. We are the part of the one man army. We are the soldiers of the light. We're gonna break these walls around us and let the hope fulfill our lives. We are the part of the one man army. We use the gun to build the tears. We're gonna break these shells around us and let the light come out of here. We're gonna burn like fire, fire in the one desire. Love is stronger than the dark side of life. Fire, fire with the one desire. Cause in the end there's nothing else besides light.
I don't believe in myself, but I believe in
else besides light.
I don't believe in myself, but I believe in you.